God, Lord, you say, hallelujah, you receive us. Lord, the way that we are right here, right now, in this moment, right now, God, Lord, you receive us. You believe in us, God. I pray to God, Lord, that you give us the strength, God, Lord, to believe in you. To know your purposes and your plans, God, that we trust you, God. Through no matter what we're going through, no matter where we are right now in our lives, that we trust you. And we say, here I am. I give you all. All my weaknesses, all my failures, all my doubts, all my fears, I give them to you, God. Every one of them, God, right here tonight. Come on, can you just release it tonight? Come on, by faith, we release it tonight. Give you all of them. Right now, come on, saints. Right now, we just declare tonight, Lord, whatever is heavy upon us, we release it by faith. Right here, right now, God. And you take them all. You take them all. Hallelujah. You take them all, Lord. Lord, I thank you. Give you all, Lord. Give you all. Wrote that song today, right? That's awesome. I mean, listen, and that, listen, we got to share our testimony. We can't be just go, and that's awesome. Just let that out, and you just keep worshiping God. Amen? Let it out. Amen? So, all right, don't forget, tonight, here's what I want to share with you. I want to just open this up, and just don't forget this. I believe that this is corporate. I believe it's powerful. I believe it's for individuals. I believe it's for families. I believe it's for yourselves. I believe it's for the church. I believe that God's going to do something in your business. Whatever it is, I believe that this is breakthrough. I believe that there's something that you do when you stand there and say, God, I need you more than whatever this is, whatever thing you have. And it's not like sometimes things are bad, or it's like, well, I'm going to choose the worst thing that I can give up. And it's more than that. Amen. It's more than just, maybe it's just for a time or a season or for 7 days or whatever that is. And I know food's a big issue with me. So, because what happens is you inflict your soul, and you cause your soul to have attention, and your spirit begins to stand up. Amen. It really happens. And you give your attention to God. So whether it's, maybe it's the TV for a few days or for a few hours or whatever that is, you let God speak to you. And I ask you just to let God speak to you and let it be, you know, it's like, well, I'm not going to eat celery for 21 days. Come on. But something that, you know, really, I feel that, and I believe that just take it. Here's your thing and mark it down every day just so that you can kind of make it your, man, that's what I got to do. So there's some things that I'm going to do and that are going to be hard, but I believe that God's going to break some things. And at the end of that 28, 21 days, Brian Tunstall is going to be here that weekend with a prophetic word that's going to rock your socks, man. I'm telling you. And get ready, because he is a prophet and he can declare some things, and He's spoken over this church many times. He said that there will be a song that's sung out of this house, that's our songs, that songs that we write. That's what he said. He says songs that we write, songs that are in our hearts, not just other people's songs, our songs. Amen? Our songs. Amen. That's good. So let's look. I'm going to go through this, and I just want to share with you tonight about speaking the word. And I believe that sometimes, I shared this last week. Liza, can I use this as a... I'm done with this, right? But sometimes you ever feel like, you know, here you are, and here's all the promises of God, and there's things that you put on your refrigerator. There's a scripture up there, and you put it up there, or you read the scriptures, and you take this, and you try to hold on to it, and you're believing it, and you're praying, and sometimes you don't see things happen. Sometimes you don't always see things happen. So, but you keep doing it, amen? The Bible says the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And you got to be fervent. You got to pray, okay? So sometimes what happens is, I showed this to the disciples last week, is sometimes you get like this. And on the other side of the promises of God. And you get a breakthrough a little bit. And you begin to see some things. Oh yeah, I want that. And you begin to declare, and it gives you some faith, and it builds something up within you. But you keep going. Listen, I want you to understand something, that sometimes these are things that are just there, but you've got to keep standing. Come on, tell your neighbor, stand. Sometimes there are some things that we've got to stand, because I want you to know that maybe God just didn't release that yet, because maybe God's working on me, amen, that I'll be ready to receive it when it comes, amen. And when it comes, it'll change my life. It'll change your life. So here it is, so you keep going, and then all of a sudden there's different things, and here's what happens. What happens? There's a breakthrough. And that wall was broken down. And that word that you have on that other side will release you to move into what God has for you. I've seen it happen in my life. There's times in my life where that I go for a while, and there's different things, and I just feel like I gotta press in. Sometimes it's God just saying, you know what, I desire you to get in my presence. And maybe that we don't get the answer right away, because guess what? God's pulling us closer. And there's nothing better. Now all of a sudden you get to a place where you're like, man, I don't even care. I just want to be in God's presence. Amen. That He becomes greater than the problem that I'm praying for. All of a sudden you just forget about what that was. But I want you to understand something. There's something powerful on what we declare and what we speak and what we say. And it is about what we hear, and it's about what we say. And those things have to be lined up. And we do have to say the right things. Now, I want you to understand, you say to yourself, well, geez, because this is what I mean by this, is we can't declare our situations or worry about our situations, let our situations be the thing that we're declaring, because God doesn't listen to that. What I mean by that is, if I'm praying about all these problems, and that's my focus, and that's what I'm declaring about all my problems and all this situation and all that's going on, is that my situations that I'm speaking about my situations, and that's all I'm doing. I'm grumbling with myself. I want you to hear and understand something, that Jesus, God is tired of my condition and my situation. That sometimes I don't get breakthrough. Now, look, you're looking at me funny. I want you to get this. Here's what I mean by that. Is because guess what? He got so tired of it, that He gave us the solution for my situation, and His name is Jesus. Even before I had a situation, He gave me the answer for my situation. His name is Jesus, and He gave it to me. So we need to declare and understand that my situation that I'm going through, the things that are problems that are around me, He's greater than those things. Amen? So my focus, it can't be on my circumstance or my situation. It needs to be on Jesus. So to get answered prayers, it needs to be on the Word. I'm going to show you this. I'm going to declare this tonight. This is a good word tonight. Amen? I'm ready. The people that aren't here are missing this, man. They got to get this. Matthew 13:53. Matthew 13:53. Listen to this. So here's Jesus, and it says, and it came to pass that when Jesus had finished these parables, He departed, and He went. And it says, when He came, He was come into His own country. Say own country. That He taught them there in the synagogue. As much as they were astonished, and they said, whence hath this man this wisdom and these mighty works? Look at these things. And He says, is not this the carpenter's son? Is this not Mary's son? And his brother and James and Joseph and Simon and Judas and his sister, are they not all with us? Whence hath this man all these things? And they were offended. Now listen, I want you to get this. We got to understand something. The Word of God sometimes comes in our lives. Do you remember the parable about the seed, the Word of God? That's the Word of God. That it comes in different places. I want you to know that sometimes in our lives that we receive the Word of God in our lives. And we have to treasure that Word. We have to treasure the moment that we're in right now. In the moment that we understand that what God, the Word that God gives us and how we take care of it. So the Bible says that there's different places. There's different places. One of them fell upon rocks. And as soon as it fell in that place, the heart, that speaks of a heart that's not ready to receive that Word. And that seed goes in that place and it dies. There's sometimes that God says something to us and we don't even hear it. We're not listening to what God's saying. But yet His Word is still coming. His Word is still there. His Word is always before us. I want you to know that I want to think about how many times, I don't want to get caught up in it, but I'm saying, how many words of release and of power that God gave me for that moment to get out of the situation, but yet I didn't have the right heart to receive it. I was still mad about a situation or a problem, or I was still concerned about something more than that Word in my life, and it was greater than that Word. And it says, and it became dead, and it fell into that ground. But then there was that one where it fell among thickets, where it first, all of a sudden, it comes along, and it gets in, it gets excited. This is us sometimes, every one of us sometimes, where that we get a Word from God, and you get fired up about that Word and excited. But I want you to hear this. I don't want this to be us. I don't want this to be our hearts. Whether you get the Word, and all of a sudden, situations and circumstances come your way, and it says, and it's like that thorns and thistles that reach up, and it begins to grab it. You get that Word, and you're praying, and all of a sudden, you get that breakthrough. You begin to see something. And all of a sudden, you let those other things, situations, circumstances begin to choke it. Right before breakthrough. I don't even know that there's times in my life where I've seen things, I've seen people that have been before me, I've been around me, I've watched them, and it, man, I knew that they're right there on the edge, and they gave up. Right there, the moment to receive that Word. Man, breakthrough was right on that other side. Just a little bit more. Break it out and break out of that place and you could grow. But then there's this place that says where there was a ground. Where that ground was pure and it was ready to be receive that Word. And it went into that ground and it began to bear much fruit. See, that's where our God wants our hearts to be. Where our hearts are ready to receive the Word. How do we do that? How do we receive it? How do we get ourselves... But listen to me. Here's this guy. It says all these ones were there, and they heard Jesus' Word. Sometimes I'm like, I forget, somebody said something to me. Wait, I forget who it was. Oh, yeah, I think it was Michelle, the first time she came to you. Like, wow, this guy is crazy. But this, you know what? Listen, how many people have been former Catholics? There's a lot. So that's the first. You don't see your priest running out. That's okay, amen. But listen, so I can't help. I just can't. I'm sorry. If it's mean, don't say it, okay? Right. Just visiting. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, listen, and I believe that, so this Word, here it is, and all of a sudden they get excited, but this is where that seed comes. This is where that we have to cherish that seed, that Word of God. Jesus is that Word, and that Word came into that where He was. And they began to look at that Word, and they began to think about it. Oh, isn't this Mary's son? Isn't this this? They began to reason. Isn't that what we do? Come on. Whenever something, you get a Word, you're fired up, and all of a sudden, you begin to reason. And what happens is that Word becomes choked because of everything else. It becomes choked from that. But we need to be like Mary. That Mary, when she received a Word, that you will have a son. Huh? I do not know a man. I'm a virgin. I don't know how that's going to happen, you know. And she says, you will be overshadowed. And she says, I don't know about this. I don't know. But if by your Word,
Come on, by your word. By your word. It doesn't look right. The situation doesn't seem like, how can that happen? But I'm not going to reason anymore. I'm going to break away and just say, at your word. Do you remember Peter, when he was in a boat, they fished all night long, throwing it out there, getting nothing and nothing and nothing. How many times have you done that? How many times have you prayed for things? But know that God says, He shows up and He says, throw your nets on the other side. And all of a sudden we get a word from God and we say, you know what? We've done it all night long, but at your word. Come on, amen. That's where we need to be in our lives, where we got to say, but at your word. At your word, God. I don't care what happens. I don't care. I'm going to stand on your word. I'm going to agree with your word. Your word is purposeful and it's truthful and it makes me free. God, Lord, I'm going to stand on that word. Remember the centurion where he came along and he had a son. He was sick and he was in another place. He came there and he says, before he goes, he says, listen, you don't even have to go. At your word. Just say your word. Come on, amen. Come on, tell Jesus, just say your word. Amen. Just say your word. There's situations that I cry out, God, I just need that word. I need God in my life. I need that word to come to my situation, to my problem, God. You're bigger than that. We declare the word. Jesus is the word. And the word became flesh and dwell among us. We got to receive that word. Amen. So it was. So here he was. And he said this, listen. And he said, you're offended by this. That sometimes what happens is we get offended because things don't happen right away. Don't get offended with Jesus. Maybe God's just working something in my heart that I'm ready to receive it, a greater measure than what I could have. And he said unto them, a prophet, ready? A prophet is not without honor, save his, but his own country and his own home. Listen, this is powerful because this is Jesus. This is the Word of God. And he says, a prophet is not accepted in his own house, in his own country. I want you to take a look at yourselves. And I want you to know that you can be your biggest prophet. You can. And what I mean by that is what a prophet does is declare something that is not, that it will be. See, that's what a prophet is. You are your best prophet in your life. More than me or anybody else around you, you are. So what you're declaring over your life can make or break you. What you are speaking over your life, what you're declaring, what you're saying. And he says, and I want you to know that this is what we struggle with, is us, because we don't accept the prophet of my own, what I'm declaring. Come on, we know what to say, we know it, but yet sometimes we doubt ourselves and we talk both ways. We begin to doubt ourselves. We begin to talk ourselves out of following God or believing in what God says. Well, I'm reminded sometimes every day when I pick up a block. I'm healed. My guys hear me. What'd you say? I'm speaking in tongues. I'm talking in the Spirit. But no, we got to declare things. But I'm either worse, or I begin to talk about it, begin to talk about it. Not like those things aren't real or those things aren't before us. Yeah, they are. But you know what? We got to declare that God is, He is my healer. That God, Lord, whenever God, Lord, I accept it, God, Lord, that I know you've done this for me. I know, God, Lord, I know it, I know it, I know it, God, and I stand upon that. Lord, I believe in what you've done, who you are. I speak that word. Amen? So we got to speak over our lives. Psalms 34. I got to go quick. I don't know how to do that, but I just want to give you this word. Amen. Listen. The Bible says in 34:8, it says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in God. Blessed is the man that trusts in God. Taste and see. Tell someone, taste and see. Listen. What we do is we have a word. What word is in us? Either we taste and see that it is good. And the word within us that God has for us is good. It is good. It is a good word. So he says this. He says, and then verse 13, keep your tongue from evil. Keep your tongue from evil. If you don't keep your tongue from evil, from saying the wrong things about who you are and about who God is, you won't taste and see that it's good. God is good. Man, listen, I want you to know that's what worship does. You ever get into worship and praise and it brings something. That's what Word of God, that's what God's Word does in our lives. It brings life. It brings joy. It brings something up. That's the Word of God. You're declaring something. As you're worshiping, what was that verse? You came from heaven. Yeah.
So listen, you're declaring these words. Thank you, Austin. So you're beginning to declare, yeah, from earth. What's the back up one? Back up another one. Okay, go. Keep going the other way. Mighty to save. Oh, I'm sorry. Mighty to save. But no, what I was saying was you declare that. And when you begin to speak that, mighty to save, mighty to save. You're mighty to save. What mountain? Amen? What mountain could come? Mountains, God, you're mighty to save. He's mighty to save forever. Author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. You're declaring something. You're speaking that over your life. What are we speaking? Come on. We can speak over things. We can say things that sometimes even what we declare, you know, we know some depressing songs. We like to sing the blues sometimes over ourselves. Boo-hoo. Ooh, you know, you know what? We know that tune. Don't we? We know that song. We know it. We're like, yeah, I'm going to go back to a song I know. No, we need to change our words. We need to begin to sing a new song. He is mighty to save. My God, you're mighty to save. We need to declare that over our lives. When you feel pressured to do something, that is what, you are mighty to save. We needed to speak that. We need to speak that over our lives. Man, when I'm driving down the road, hey, listen, I want you to know that sometimes, man, I don't always feel like it. I get up at 5 in the morning. Lord, I don't want to do this. I want to sleep while I drive. But Jesus... You know, begin to declare. And by the time an hour and 15 minutes, sometimes it takes me an hour and 15 minutes, by the time I get to work, woo! I get out of the truck. Money? No, but I'm trying to make a point. Hey, listen, you set that mood. You set that in your heart. You're your prophet. I'm prophesying over my life. God, I'm not going to let my situation, how I feel, how things are. I'm not going to do that. Sometimes we begin to, you get a bill in the mail. You get something in the mail. You know what we do? We look at the bill. Oh, my God. Listen. You believe that word. You have had this word in your life for how long? Start listening to this word. Start speaking this word. Start saying this word over your life. Start declaring this word. Say, you know what? They might have said this, or this might be about my finances. We need to speak over our finances. God, I don't know how this can be. You need to speak to my heart on what I need to do. But God, you said, God, that I won't be in poverty. You said I won't be broke, God. You said I'll be blessed, God. I want to do what you tell me to do. God, Lord, I give. I sow, God, and declare that. That's what your word says, God. Lord, if I sow, Lord, that I will reap, God, if I sow, if I tithe, if I give unto you, God, Lord, that I will receive, God. That's your word. That's what you declare. Speak it back to God. And I want to get to that point. But we got to watch the evil. What was that? We got to watch the evil that we speak sometimes. And it is. It is. It's not the right tone. So let's look at Ephesians 4. I'm getting through this quick. Just want you to know. Ephesians 4. 15. Tell your neighbor, speak the truth in love, that you might grow up into Him in all things, that you might grow up. Come on, amen. That the Spirit of God came up on me. I love that. What did it do? It comes up on you. Up on you. That you need to declare. Let it come up on you. Let the Word of God come up on me. That's what happens when we do that. Come up on me. Because you know, we always know this. You're driving down the road, somebody pulls out, or somebody does something, your kid does something, you're about ready, guess what? Something comes up on you. Come on, amen? There's temptations that come up on you. You put yourself in situations where, guess what? You know you do that, you get in that area, you get in that moment, in that place, guess what? Something will come up on you. What happens if we get around God? We begin to put ourselves in God, in a place with God. We begin to put ourselves in the atmosphere where God begins to move and let God come up on me. Guess what God can do? Amen? If lust could come on my heart like that, if things like that of the world can come upon us, how much more can God, the Spirit of God? How much greater is the Spirit of God in life? So he says, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from life of God through ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their hearts, who being past feeling has given themselves over to the work of uncleanness and greediness,
wastefulness, but you have not learned that. If so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is Jesus, is the word, that thee putting off former, ready? Conversations. Stop talking bad over yourself. Quit prophesying bad things. Quit speaking the negative. Quit talking about your situation and or your problems. Stop talking about it. Tell your neighbor, stop talking about it. He says, concerning conversations of the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in your spirit of your mind, and put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. And it says, wherefore, putting away lying speak, don't lie. Well, I don't know. Stop lying. Amen? What do I always say? I say this, that I am a brand new person in Christ. Amen? When I believe it in my heart. And so if I begin to talk to that old person that used to have all those old problems and all those old situations, guess what you're doing? You're talking to dead people. And God says, don't talk to the dead. It's witchcraft. We're not supposed to talk to dead people. And that old guy's dead. Stop talking to him. Stop believing the lies. You're no longer in that no more. You don't have to be bound and chained by sin and by those things anymore. But you're free. Amen? So we speak that word over our lives. And he says, wherefore putting away lying every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one to another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place. Ready? Don't give any place to the devil. Amen? Don't give him any place. Don't give him any room in your conversations. Let him that stole steal no more. Listen, we let him steal our identity. We let the devil, we give him place, and he steals our identity. He steals our identity. He steals that word. Our identity is in God. Our identity is in that word. And we let the enemy steal. Whenever we give him place, we let him steal that word. He snatches. He is the kill, steal, and destroy. That's what he desires to do. So what we give him place, when we begin to have the wrong conversations, speak the wrong things over people, over our situations, guess what? Your husband or your wife or your this, you can't speak the negative. You've got to declare, God, hallelujah, I speak the positive. I speak the way you see that person. I speak that way over their lives. I declare who they are in you, God. I speak that, God. God will honor His word. We declare it over. Just keep preaching it. Keep. My parents did it to me. I was a demon. And they spoke over my life and my life and my life, and they kept declaring it. Thank God that they stood still and they watched that word come through. Amen? Come on. So listen. So let me get through here. And he says, that you might have your ability. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to use edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed under the day of redemption. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit. That God wants to speak through you. He is our teacher. He is whispering in your ear what you need to say. Do you know sometimes we get in these moments right here that God's saying something to us. We need to catch that word, grab that word, take it in your heart, declare, don't let anything rip it from you. Don't let nothing take it from you. Stand on that word. Find place in your heart for it and say, God, I'm going to stand on this word and I'm not going to let it go. I'm not going to break it. I'm not going to stand, God. I'm going to be firm in it and I'm not going to be moved to the left or the right, God. Amen? And meditate on it. Believe in it. So it's what we hear and what we speak determines on our answers. Isaiah 55. I'm going to tell you, here it is right here so that you can catch it. Isaiah 55. And it says, this is verse 8. For my thoughts, ready, are not your thoughts. This is God talking. Neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. For as heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. So we get that understanding, right? And he says, for as the rain comes down, the snow from heaven, and returneth not again, but watereth the earth, and make it bring forth buds, that it gives seed to the sower, and bread to the eater.
So shall my word, listen, be that go forth out of my word, my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. It shall prosper in all things where I sent it to accomplish. For you shall go out with joy. You shall go out with joy. Listen, he said this, that his word will accomplish. God says, the first part of the Bible in Genesis, God said, and every time he spoke a word, it happened. It happened. It happened. That's God's word. That's how powerful God's word is. That we could see that Jesus, when he was declaring what the Father did, who he was, and the Bible says that Jesus glorified the Father. What he spoke, what came from the Father. And the Father honored those words. Here's what happened. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So here's what happens. I want you to get this. Here it is. That when you begin to believe God's word, you get it. There's the seed, there's the word, say, I got it. There's the word. And what happens is it begins to build faith, just like tonight. Your faith is being stirred. That seed comes into your heart. You get it. You begin to say, all right, that's mine. I got it. And then what happens is after that moment is what you do with it is powerful. Because what you need to do is you need to begin to speak that word that you got, because it built faith. And when you get faith, you begin to speak that word. Speak that word. And then guess what? It returns unto God. His word returns unto God, not my situations, not my problems. Because if I begin to get that word and I begin to talk about my problems, it does not go to God. Because why? He gave me the answer for my situation. It is the word of God. It is Jesus Christ. So what happens is we hit a miss. Because what happens is we speak not back to God's word, to him. The Bible says he receives that word. The Bible says that he watches over his word. Jesus walked and declared the Father's word and believed it. So when you believe that word, you receive it by faith, and then you speak that word. And when you speak that word, God has to honor that word. It says it cannot come back to him void. God honors that word. When that word is there, that is what God says. God says, I will honor that word. And I will watch it come forth. Amen? So that's what God does. So we can't speak that negative or the wrong things. We got to speak the word of God. Everybody get it? We got to speak that word. Okay. Romans 10, 8. While you're looking there, the Bible says this, if you continue in my word. Whose word? My word. This is what God says. This is what Jesus is declaring. If you continue in my word, you are my disciples. And if you do, if you speak it, here's what happens. And he says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So listen, if you continue in God's word, that word will make you free. It'll cause you to go free. It'll cause you to release you from what has bound you before. It's the word of God that we declare. It's the word of God that we take in our hearts, that we believe in our hearts, and say, wow. Remember, come on, I want you to know there's something happened when you were very young. You heard that word, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. You begin to declare that. There's something powerful about that. Amen? I think so. Romans 10. You there, Randy? I'm Joe. I'm running. Here I am. Romans 8. 10. Sorry. 10. And it says, but what saith? The word is where? It is nigh unto you, even in your mouth and your heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. It is the word of God. So listen, you have that word. You have the word. When you take it, it's a word. It's in your mouth that we declare. That what are we going to speak? What are we going to speak over my situation and my problem? Am I going to speak my situation, my problem? It doesn't change. Amen? It don't change. We kind of try to fix our problems with the same problem that we got into it. Sometimes people get financially in debt and they try to fix their problems by borrowing more money to get out of their debt. Come on, amen? They try to go farther and get farther and more in debt. But you can't fix it. You got to fix it by the word of God. We declare and speak that word to break out of that poverty. Break out of that situation. That's what God wants us to do. So he says, this is what he said. He said, it is in your mouth that if you confess, this is how you got saved. If you confess with your mouth, amen, do you remember this? If you confess with your mouth that Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart. Where do you believe it? In your heart. He says that that God raised from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. So there's a confession that you make. So listen, listen, get this. So for you to get saved, you have to what? Believe it and confess it. You confess. Do you see how powerful it is? Do you understand that the things that we speak and what we're listening to, what we're hearing and what we're repeating are powerful? Listen, I want you to know, if we're struggling with things in our life or our belief system, we got to begin to look and say, God, what am I believing? What am I believing in my heart? And what am I confessing with my mouth? I might be hearing the right stuff, but am I confessing the right stuff? Come on, amen. I might be hearing the right stuff, but am I confessing the right stuff? So if it's so powerful that if I believe and confess with my mouth and I'm saved, why do we stop with that system of believing and confessing? We stop. Christians stop. And they lose their joy and their peace because they're not continuing unto salvation. They're not continuing releasing that word, speaking that word. Lord, you said this word. I'm going to declare this word. Lord, I am righteous. Lord, I am righteous. No, you can't look at yourself and say, oh, I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. No, you got to declare, God, you made me worthy. I'm not going to grieve the Holy Spirit and say, I'm not good. No, I'm going to declare. I don't want us to watch over one another. Not in a jerky way. You know? Just not in a jerky way to one another. But we need to be able to say to one another, hey, don't say that. Don't say that. You're better than that. Or say, you know, oh, listen, what do you mean you can't pray? My goodness, you shake the heavens. Come on, amen? We need to speak over one another. We need to speak this. Sometimes we say those things because why? We're family. We speak over it. Man, I don't want you saying that, man. Don't say that. Sometimes we do, but we need to check my mouth. Come on, amen? Check my mouth sometimes. We need to check one another and say, man, watch, don't say that. Don't speak that over that person or this person, man. We got to declare what God sees, what God sees, and what God says. We need to say what God says. Amen? He says, I am holy. I am holy. I am perfect in all my ways. Amen? Not because of what I've done, because of what He did. Amen? All right. You get it? And then He says, for the heart of the man believeth unto righteousness. The Scripture, whosoever believe on Him shall not be ashamed. You shall not be ashamed. Amen? So we begin to declare that word. John 11:40. Right? Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. And then I'm going to finish right here. You okay? You're good. I need breakthrough. Amen. And this is how you get it. You get it with the Word of God. It brings joy in your life. And you're going to see this right here. What did Jesus say right here? With Lazarus. And he says, not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, if you would believe, thou shouldst see the glory of God. If you believe, you'll see. If you believe, you'll see. Tell your neighbor, if you believe, you'll see. If you believe, you shall see. And they took away the stone. And they said, wait a minute, I don't know, but you know he's going to stink. Listen, I want you to get this and understand this, that Jesus cried. He cried. Whenever they came to him and they said, oh, Lazarus is dead. And they said, oh, look, he's crying because Lazarus is dead. No, he's crying because he did not understand why we, those ones that were there, did not believe that he would ask God, his Father, and his Father wouldn't answer him. That's why he cried. He was crying because of their unbelief. It broke God's heart. Believing God glorifies God. Amen? It glorifies God. And so he said this. And he said, and Jesus says, Father, thank thee that thou hast heard me. Thank you, God, that you heard me. He said that. Thank you, God. We need to know that your Father hears you. Amen? He hears you. And he says, Father, thank you. He says, and I knew that thou hear me always. You hear me always. But because of the people that I stand with, they might believe that thou you have sent me. That you have sent me. God, I pray
that God, Lord, that you hear this prayer, and God, Lord, do it for them. For them. Because I believe you, Father. Amen? Listen, I want you to know that Jesus, everything he did and everything he said, glorified the Father. That's what we need to put before us. Lord, is this glorifying you? Is what I'm saying glorifying your name? Is what I'm speaking glorifying your name? What I'm saying, is it glorifying me? Jesus walked and miracles happened. Why? Because he glorified the Father. He spoke the Father's word. And because of it, it came forth. It didn't come void. It wasn't empty. Jesus is sitting in the midst, and all of a sudden, here comes the roof. It cuts open, and they drop this young man down, and here he is to be healed. But he's sitting in a room with a bunch of Sadducees and Pharisees, and he's sitting there, and they're sitting there. Here's the word of God. Right before them. He's speaking. He's saying things. He's talking about things that are happening. And they're right there. And the Bible says that he was there. He was able, right there, to be to receive from them. They were able to receive from him. That word was right there. How many times is God's word right before us? We have the power at that moment to take it in our lives. Say, God, I'm going to believe your word. I'm going to stand on it. I'm going to go through this thing. And God, Lord, I'm going to watch you bring fruit for fruit in my life. But it says they sat there and they began to question and they began to reason in their heads. Well, I don't know. I've tried this and I'm not sure about this. But the Bible says when they cut the roof up and they began to drop that young man, he looked up and he says, because of your faith. I want you to know that they took the word. His name was Jesus. The word was there. Any one of those ones could have took the word. I'm going to take the word. I'm going to grab the word of God for my life. I'm going to believe the word of God. I'm not going to let go. I'm going to grab it and believe it and stand on it and say, God, you said it. I believe it, God, and I'm not going to give up. Amen? I'm not going to run. So listen. So let me finish here. John 15. I need you on this one because my Bible's ripped. It's ripped right here. I don't know. I got excited, I think. Listen, and it says, and Jesus was speaking. He says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he takes away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges, that it might bring forth fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I will abide in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit unto itself, it abide in the vine. No more can accept you abide in me. Listen, I know this is abiding. So what's the key word? Abide. Abiding in me. Jesus, the word. And he says this. He says, if you abide in me, I will abide in you. And if my word abides in you, listen, I will abide in you. That word will abide in you. So he's saying this. He's saying, here's this branch. If something is coming out of it that is not me, not that word, it's going to be cut off. Amen? And I want you to know that what happens is, and when you begin to bear fruit, what happens is the husbandman, which is the Father, begins to watch the word. Listen, I want you to get this. When you believe and abide in him and begin to produce a little bit of fruit in your life, it's like a little breakthrough. Oh, man, I want that, God. And you begin to believe. You get that little bit of faith and you're just like, yes. Come on, you been there? Come on, you're here right now. Everyone's here because you got that. There's something within you that stirred your heart. And you get that little bit. And what happens is you begin to wash it in the Word. He washes it in the Word. He begins to wash that Word. And it begins to grow. It'll produce more fruit. We begin to declare God's Word. We take that Word. We put it in our heart. We begin to speak God's Word to Him. And God begins to release because He says, I got to honor my Word. He's believing. Here's Mimsy. She took that Word. Oh, and I honor it by washing that Word with my Word. And guess what? I begin to produce much more fruit because you believe. Just like those ones that were there. Here they were. All these ones were there. Some of them didn't. And that Word cut off them. But yet all of a sudden, these other ones begin to hear that Word. They seen that Word. Here's this one guy. And Jesus says, your faith healed you. My Father honored you. Why? Because you honored me, the Word. Go. Go sin no more. And go. You're free. Take your bed and go. So that thing that carried him in there, he carried it out of there. That's what the Word of God does. That's what the Word of God does. Jesus is that Word. Amen? So, and he says, verse 5, I don't have. I want to make sure it's right. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches, he that abideth in me, and I in him. The same bringeth forth much fruit, for without you, me, you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and it withers away. If that word is not that word, he will not accept it. He's not going to accept it if you're talking trash on what he made. You're bashing. If you're bashing that, if you're talking negative about who you are in him, about how, well, I'm not good enough, I really this and that. You begin to speak those words over yourselves. You begin to speak about your situations. He's going to cut it out. Amen? Because those negative things will kill us, destroy us. It'll choke us. So he says, into them fire and they are burned. He says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask that you will, and it shall be done. There's the key. If you abide in me, if my word abides in you, amen, then you ask the Father, you speak the word, and you shall receive. See, do you see the key here? You ask, confess it, receive it in your heart, believe it, abiding that word's in you, amen, and begin to declare that word. Declare his word back to him, you shall receive it. Well, I just keep declaring it. Come on, amen. Just keep speaking that word. Just keep putting them on your refrigerators. Writing on lipstick on your... I do that a lot. That's all I got. My wife said, please don't use... Do you know how much lipstick costs? No. Stop writing with it. It's not a pencil. I said, but it's the word. It's the word. I'm sealing it with the lips of the Lord. Amen. Next verse. Herein is my Father glorified. Listen. Oh, go back. I'm done. Get this. Ready? Back. Okay. If you abide in me, this is key. Just you need to take this and just read it and get it in your hearts. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done. Listen. This is your Father's heart. I want you to know this. This is our Father's heart. He's not trying to hide from us that we don't have or receive what He wants us to give us everything. Next. Here is how the Father's glorified. That you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. He's glorified by you believing His Word. As you believe His Word, things happen. Because you believed His Word. What do I mean? Listen, I want you to know that the moment I got saved and I believed His Word and I ran up, I lifted up my hands, I got saved. I got knocked out. I felt God, the power of God in my life. I glorified God. He poured much fruit in my life. I received it. I believed it. We don't stop doing that. We got to believe it, confess it, believe in our heart, confess it back to Him. Got to confess. You're my Savior. I believe, Jesus, You died for me. I believe, God, Lord, that You rose from the dead. I believe You live within me.
I'm a brand new person.
I believed it at that moment, Randy. I believed it right then and there. I believed it and it came true in my life. So how much more does not the Father want us to be glorified in different things that will happen? Look all through the Word of God. He began to say this. And it says, and Jesus did this. The Word happened. And then guess what? The next thing that happened is they glorified God. The lepers, 10 lepers, they got saved. They got healed. And they began leaving. And it says, and as they turned back, they began to say, they glorify God. So I want you to know that believing His Word is true will cause you, make you free, and it will cause you to glorify God. Do you not know that that's what Jesus wants us to do? That's what the Father wants us to do, is to glorify His name. So by believing, do you get it? Faith. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is God. Amen? That He is God and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. That don't give up. That keep pressing in. Say, God, Lord, I don't care. Listen, we need to be like those boys that, man, they couldn't get in. There was all negative people sitting inside there. They're all sitting there on Jesus. They weren't even believing what He said. And these guys said, you know what? I'm going to go up on a roof.
and I'm going to cut the roof out. Because I want you to know we need to have faith that rips roofs off. Amen? Come on, amen? We need to have faith that rips off roofs. You know what that means? Think about that. See, sometimes there's like a place where that you are, where that you're holding back, and it's just an example of heaven. Sometimes we put roofs on. Roofs are things that stop from receiving. There's things, situations and circumstances that we cover up and we hold back. But we need to say enough. Amen? Come on, stay with me. We need to say enough. Amen? Can you say that with me? Enough. Enough. I'm going to rip the roof off of my faith and believe. Amen? Because listen, I got to know that because of it, I received the Word. He's in me. I have faith. I'm going to walk in it. I'm going to take it. It's mine. I don't know if you will. I'm going to. I'm going to get victory. I'm going to get victory every day and receive what God has for me. Stand on that Word. Don't worry about anybody else, because we look at sometimes we look at other people that were with, but if they, this person would do this, I would. No. You, come on. You, it's about you. Tell your neighbor it's about you. You got to do it. Because if you don't do it, guess what? They'll never come. God's made waiting for you to move so that He can break through for you. And if He breaks through for you, guess what? They'll see it and glorify God. They'll say, oh, you know my wife? Do you know that the reason why she went to church all of her life? And I'm not boasting. I'm just saying that, listen, this is God. All her life she went to church. She never even accepted Jesus in her life, technically. Really never did it. Confessed it with her mouth. But she met me. And I was so in love with God. I was so on fire. She'd never seen that before. Went to church all your life and you've never seen anybody on fire for God? Come on. That's why this works. So that moment, that's what we got in there. And she just says, began to cry. She goes, I want what you got. I said, I got Jesus. She goes, I thought I did too, but I want what you got. I said, that's the Spirit of God. I said, I'm going to pray with you. We pray right there on the bleachers in the Lawrence County Fairgrounds. And she got filled with the Holy Spirit and believed it in her heart. She began to confess it with her mouth. From that moment on, I want you to know that, listen, she glorified God because I believed. Father, for this love will break off those things that keep me from bearing fruit. Not in a hurtful way, but you said that you wash it, you care for it, you care it. God, because you love me. Lord, I pray to God, Lord, that if be any doubts, any fears, I pray to God, Lord, that, Lord, we release them tonight, God, that we can give you all that we have, all the, every bit of our stuff, that we pour out. Lord, that we can walk in the fullness and the reality, God, Lord, of your truth, God. Lord, that we can abide in that Word. Abide, abide, abide. That means not break away, not go to the left, not go to the right, not go to a different place in my thinking, but abide in it, stay in it. Hallelujah. Not move. Hallelujah. Wake up and know that I'm receiving your Word today, God. I'm walking in the truth and reality, God, of your power and your might, God. Lord, I'm not going to let my situations and my problems, but I'm going to take all that you have for me, God. I'm going to walk in that power in your name, God. We declare it tonight. Come on, amen. Say, I'm going to walk in that Word. I'm going to run after you, God. I'm not going to be weary, hallelujah, but I'm going to stand in that Word, hallelujah. And that Word will not return void, God. We declare it in your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, amen. Bless somebody.